Hey, so I thought I'd talk today about podcasts. As ever, this is going to seem like a rant. Here goes. For the new year, I've... pardon me, still got a cough and recovered from the cold. But I've also just gone back to listen to quite a few podcasts. I went through a phase of... listening to podcasts quite regularly, and I call it a phase because I seem to have lost that somehow. So recently I've tried to get back to that, about listening to digital media, being connected, identities, and the world of technology and marketing as a whole. And those are some of the topics that I seem to be interested in, or they're the ones that seem to throw themselves out to me. And I guess my question is really about my kind of podcasting, just talking and enjoying just doing a short podcast and expressing my viewpoint and leaving it out there. And that's kind of the process of my podcast, is I speak, I feel like I do a little review and my point of view, and after that we just kind of leave it where it is, and it's there. And it's less of a YouTube channel, it's less of a radio TV show, it's less of any kind of program and more of a 10-minute soundbite. And I don't know, I think there are times where I often do and sometimes can still... have a bit of that debate in my mind about the actuality of having somebody else existing, talking to me, and having a two-play sort of podcast relationship as opposed to a solo podcast. But I guess, in short, I'm just not too sure I really care about having two people on a podcast. I think it's an idealistic situation. That sounds really great, and I might wish to do that at some point. However, when we look at so many American-based podcasts, it seems that there's not as many British ones, or at least not as many British ones that seem to be geo-marketed through the likes of the Apple's podcast store or the Google Plays and stuff like that. It doesn't feel like there are British podcasts that are readily available that vary between two persons and one person. And the ones that I seem to be picking up and listening to where they've got two people are actually putting me off. And as I mentioned, they tend to be American. And I'm not too sure about the way in which they speak to each other. And by they, I'm not picking up on their nationality. It's more of the way in which they joke and have an almost strong relationship and bond, and quite good banter. And it's slightly off-putting in the way that it's not related to the subject, but there is something there. And that's great, but it's also a bit boring. I just want to know about the facts and have an objective and less of a subjective point of view as possible on the subject matter. And it just feels like there's not really a great... there's no real wonderful thing out there that has two people that speak that are really good. I just find that solo podcasts are actually a lot better in that sense. But I'm aware that people that listen to these programs and shows and prefer that format like the art of that conversation. I'm just not too sure of it myself. In fact, I'd probably go as far as saying that I find it quite tedious and quite annoying, because
they're just people talking to each other. I mean, it just grates on me in some ways. It just winds me up, yeah. I'm not sure what more to say, really. I kind of dislike the way things are done there because I've not found the right one for me. And I like solo podcasts. But not just that, I just feel that through the programmes, there's almost this sense of alienation with people that do the solo podcasts, and that they're seen as a negative in some ways, that they're not as great as the others. But in actual fact, they do retain some of the value, and I quite like that part of the value. I think it's quite nice that those individuals can talk and be passionate and have that lease. What seems to lack is with the dual ones, where they're more buddy and less geeky or factual, I suppose. So yeah, viva the Geekathon individual solo podcast, really. And if you see any and hear any and you've got any good suggestions of podcasts that you think I might need to listen to, then just let me know. Comment on Audio Boom or tweet me at T and Toast. And thank you for listening.